Bibles, I'd like for you to turn to the Proverbs. Proverbs 31. I was thinking the other day and about this morning's service, and the Lord seemed to direct my attention to this portion of Scripture regarding the price of a virtuous woman. And being Mother's Day, I thought, well, that's exactly what I'll do. Amen. As the Lord leads, and the Lord did direct that way. Amen. If you'd like to stand with us, if you're able, while we read chapter 31 of Proverbs, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship, she bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. The fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that there is merchandise and good. Her candles goeth not out by night. She layeth her hand to the spindle, and her hand holdeth the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, reaches forth her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow, for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh a fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise early and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Our Heavenly Father, help us again today, as only you can. We commit this all into thy hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my mother's in heaven waiting there. And I'd just like to sing this little old song for her. Would that be all right? I'm going to do it anyway. Amen. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes which love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother. A word that means the world to me. And I can truly say that. I had a wonderful mother. And after she'd gotten saved, she was far greater than she was before she was saved. And I really appreciated my mother. Amen. And many, many things my mother did give. And I looked at this portion of Scripture, and I think of my mother so often, rising early in the morning, preparing for her family and for visitors. And all that we children had, my mother sewed together. And we didn't have much. Some of you younger people wouldn't even understand, but my mother made my shirts out of feed sacks. Amen. They were pretty shirts. They were really, really nice material. It's all cotton. You had to iron it every day. It's not like some we throw in the washing machine today and pull it out and put it on and it's already creased. You know, mother had to iron those, but they were nice. And I think of those things often, you know, when I think of my mother. So this is Mother's Day, and I like to honor the mothers. Praise God. Not only on Mother's Day, but I think they deserve honor. A real mother deserves honor every day. Amen. I often ask some of the people that I am acquainted with, did you thank them today for what they did? Now, I'm not on my message. I'm just talking to you now. Amen. Did you thank your mother this morning for getting up and making sure your clothes was ready, boys? How about you, boys? Did you thank her this morning? Or just kind of thought, well, that's just mom's job? Huh? Amen. How about some of you young girls? Did you thank her this morning? Thank you, Mom. Amen. I think it's good, isn't it? Yes, it is. Amen. Just appreciate, showing how much you appreciate them for what they have done for you. Amen. So a Christian mother is much to be honored and be praised. I believe someone has said, God could not be everywhere, so He made mothers. I thought that's pretty good. So they could be there. Isn't that great? George Washington said, the greatest teacher I ever had was my mother. How many of you studied history? You don't remember George Washington making that statement in the right? How many remember that? Where did you study history at? Germany? Amen. Amen. Abraham Lincoln, listen to what he said. I like what he said. The greatest teacher I ever had. No, that was George Washington, pardon me. Abraham Lincoln said, all that I am and all that I ever hope to be, I owe to my mother. Amen. Then I looked at another one here. Winston Churchill made this statement. If we want to change our nation, begin by enlisting our mothers. Amen. Emerson made the statement, men are what their mothers make them. Henry Ward Beecher said, the mother's heart is the child's classroom. I think of Charles Wesley's mother and reading about her. I don't know how many children she had. Someone said she had 17. Is that correct? Anyone know? But they also told me that she spent several minutes and possibly even hours a day with each one of her children and tutoring them and correcting them and directing them. And look what products came from the Wesley family. Amen. So it behooves the mothers to be a real mother and not just a fill-in. Hello? Amen. It's so important that our mothers today fulfill the job that God has called them to do. It's so important, I believe, for husbands and family to show respect unto the mother that they might realize that they are appreciated and want to do more, not only for the family, but for God. Amen. I'm just talking to you out of my heart this morning. Amen. And I believe it's very important. As I read the scripture, I thought, she's not afraid of the snow. She's not afraid of that. She stretches out her hand to the poor. There's things that she does because she feels that it's necessary, that it's important. And I'm told if you want to see a church grow, let the mothers really present themselves as a real mother. And it will have an attraction upon the world outside the church. Amen. By taking note of those little children's mother that come into your Sunday school class or into your church, and letting them know that you care for them, even though their mother may not be there, that you care and you understand. Amen. Oh, may God help us today. Mothers have a big responsibility, friends. Amen. I've seen my sister. I don't approve of this, but I've seen her. Her little children, they'd come in the church, and they'd have smudges on their face. And I've seen her just like a cat. You know, she'd lick her fingers, and I said, "Oh my, you could surely could have found something else." You know, besides spitting on it. You know, but I think sometimes we could learn some lessons from some of the cats. You know, but we got a lot of cats we're not learning too much from. Lord, help us today. And I believe that another writer said, behind every good mother, there is a good man. And I made this statement, I don't know where I got it from, but I said, behind every good preacher, there's a good pastor or a good evangelist wife. And I say, thank you, honey. She keeps my feet to the fire. Amen. Praise God. I like to give her honor. Amen. And then that kind of helps too, sister. She bakes me a pie once in a while. When I brag on her real lot, she does a lot of things. But notice, if you would, in verse 10, the pricelessness of this. The purity, the virtuous woman. Oh, thank God, all that she does. Amen. She does this with an eye single to the glory of God. It's not that she's doing this for just prestige, but she's doing it for God. She's doing it for the glory of the Lord. The pricelessness of this individual. Amen. I appreciate the fact, not only that, but the purity and the price of this. And we find the nation itself, give praise unto mothers that are real mothers. That's why we have a Mother's Day today. Because our nation honors our mothers. Amen. Ladies, are you filling the position of a real Christian mother? It's important, isn't it? When our children can look back and say, you know, let me just make a statement here. I have two children. We adopted a boy when he was 3 days old, and his mother didn't want him, so we got him. And my wife became a mother to him, and he really don't feel that there's anybody else. Matter of fact, the fellow that she's living with, he said, "This is your birth mother, yes," but he said, "Only mother I got is in the other room." And he came and he told me, and he said, "Your son thinks the world of her." I said, "He should. She's given her all for him." I wonder, do we really, ladies, listen, do we give our all for our families? Are we doing everything that God has told us to instruct our families and encourage them? And this is, husband, you can listen, but this is for the ladies this morning, okay? Amen. We need to be very careful, ladies, because you are the key to the family. Hello? You're the key. Amen. Did you hear what I said? As the mother goes, so goes the world, church, family. Amen. You let a mother go astray and her family begins to drift. It begins to just begin to do things contrary to the leadership of the blessed Holy Ghost. Then I looked here. I thought, here's satisfaction. The husband is known. Why? Because of the reputation of his wife, a mother. We're known Someone said, oh yes, I know him. How did you know him? Because, and they began to digress and tell you exactly how they knew or why they knew. Praise his name. And then she speaks of safety. She will stand by her husband. Though things get a little tough, you know. Get a little tough sometimes. And the finance, listen to me. Finance may get a little low. You may not have exactly what the other people have, but you still stick with him. And you're faithful to him. Huh? Come on. I'm going on a far journey. I may not be able to give you all that you would like. I don't know how many times while I was in service, serving Uncle Sam, that boys would come to me and they'd say, Ben, look at this. They'd show me a letter and it would be a Dear John letter. Well, you've been gone for 6 months. You've been gone a year now, and I miss companionship, and so I got my eyes on another. Oh, be faithful, friend. Be faithful to your husband. Ladies, be faithful to him that God has given you. It's so important. While he's away, are you careless or careful? Amen. Now, some of you ladies look at me kind of strange. This is a Mother's Day message. Hallelujah. Amen. I think you need this. You say, us? Sure. Absolutely. Amen. When Father's Day's come, you pour it on us. Amen. I'm just trying to encourage your hearts to see where you stand in the light of God. It's so important for you to be faithful. And some of those boys that I would read the letters and what am I going to do? I said, there's not much you can do. She's made her choice. Are we staying by the stuff? Even though there's tears to be shed, I know he'll return. Thank God I read a story several years ago now, and I'm reminded of it, that this individual, through the conscience, as I was reading that, it seemed like it was talking here, and then the conscience would speak, and it said that I would be faithful to that individual out there, and someday he shall return. And then the story goes on, as most stories does, in just collateral reading, and I thought, you know, one day she was looking out over the horizon, and she never expected at that moment to see, but here came her husband over the horizon there, and it was so thrilling that she ran and fell into his arms. And he said, have you been faithful? And she said, I've been waiting. Why? Because she was a faithful individual. Mothers, are we faithful to our family? That's what I'm trying to say this morning. Are we faithful? Or do you have to let them pitch for themselves? Amen. Awful quiet in here this morning. Amen. I'm not trying to browbeat you, ladies. I'm just trying to help you to see that what a mother's responsibility is. Amen. I'm a great big fella. But you ought to see some of the garb I'd put on if my wife said, that won't match. Huh? I put on a pair of trousers one day and had on a shirt. She said, what in the world? I said, what's wrong? I said, I'm covered. She said, but Dad, it don't match. I said, what makes the difference? I'm going outside and mow the grass. She said, but somebody will see you. Are you catching on? Mothers have a big responsibility. Your husband may not. You look pretty good this morning. Your wife must have picked it out. Amen. Boys, you don't look too bad either. Somebody helped you. Amen. This is important. And I said to her, I said, well, it really don't even make any difference. I'm out here on the back 40. Nobody going to see me. But she wants you to look nice. She's interested. She's concerned. It doesn't make any difference if anybody else sees you. Daddy,
I want you to look good. And all that she can do to help me, I need it. And you do too, don't grin. Amen. She would stand by her husband. And I've said this before, behind every successful man is a good woman. I believe that with all my heart. And they can either make you or break you. Young people, let me tell you something. Young ladies, if you're not married or if you've just gotten married, start your home with God in mind or in your heart, not just in your mind. But keep Him in the forefront, that you would be directed by Him and have His instructions to know how to lead and to lead and direct your family in the proper ways. I'm fearful in the day that we're living about, and I don't say this in a derogatory way, but the way we're living. Ladies, listen to me this morning about the only thing, it's not preparing a meal that's wholesome. But there's the can opener in the microwave. Open your can of beans and put it in there and heat it. Man, I'm on a stump now. Someone asked me not long ago, said, what can I get for this wedding, this couple's getting married? I said, can opener. Amen. That's all you need, can opener and a microwave, and you got her pretty well made. Amen. Oh, you might throw a toaster in once in a while. They wouldn't know what baking a biscuit would be. Huh? I told a fella I had some cornbread and milk, and I put it in a bowl, and I put my cornbread and crumbled it all up in the milk, and I sat there and he said, ugh! I said, you never tried it, don't knock it. Amen. Why are you saying all this? I'm saying all this, that mothers have a big responsibility preparing stuff. Amen. My daughter has something going in her family. Every time her children, and she's got five of them there, and every time one of them has a birthday, they get to choose and make a choice of the meal that they want served at their dinner. And most of them like venison. And they'll want her to fix venison with gravy and mashed potatoes. And they'll begin to tell her. And she said, now, wait a minute. Let's not get too fast here. So the mother wants to know. And then she said, what do you want for dessert? And some of the horriblest things they can come up with for dessert. And they say, Papa, come and eat with us. And I say, oh, it's going to be a job, but I'll try. Amen. But the faithfulness is what makes the difference. And I've seen those little children reach over and put their arms around their mother and kiss her on the cheek and say, I love you, Mommy. What caused that? Was it because she fixed the meal? A whole lot of it was. A whole lot of it was. And they got their way about what they wanted. Huh? Amen. It's like eating gubby worms. I wouldn't eat them things. And the slimy feeling, and them kids would just chew them things. And I said, what mother would give a child such as that? Amen. It's true. But the children love it. And they'll love you for it. I don't understand it, but see, we're all made up different. But a mother has a big responsibility. Don't let on. Oh, this is terrible. Don't know. Just say, are you enjoying it, honey? And they'll just swallow it. And yeah, I love it. Oh, Lord, help us. Let's let them know that we're concerned about them. Amen, mothers. It's important. Oh, may God help us and to stick with the stuff and be patient and kind and not only to the family but to those that you meet every day. And it will have a great impact upon the world and upon the church. Amen. Lord, help me. I want to be, as a father, I want to be one that my children can look back and say, my dad was faithful in all that he did. Praise the Lord. I'll just jump off just a little bit and leave you alone just for a minute, mothers. But I think, dads, we have a big responsibility too in caring for things properly so that the household can be run nicely. Amen. A woman likes to have nice things, and if we're able to have them, let's forget about that new truck and buy her something nice. You ladies ought to be saying, amen, brother. Huh? Come on. It's the truth. You see, sometimes we can become so selfish, and she's trying to make out with meaner fare. Hello, husbands. And here we are. I'm going to get me a new shotgun, boy. Deer season coming on. And she's been needing a new couch for ever so long. The children have just tore it up, wrestling on it. But you go get your shotgun rather than getting her a couch. And she's hardly has anything that she's really proud of in the home for someone to come and sit in her home. Uh-oh. Help us, Jesus. Amen. Am I talking sense? Amen. Hello. What's first? I told my wife, you know, I promised her everything in the catalog before we was married. I said, I'd swim the Ohio River for you. I couldn't even swim it then. But down in my heart, I'm in it. Amen. And she says, Ben, I'll be faithful to you, whatever the cost. And I want you to know, and I say this in kindness of my heart, my wife has stuck by me through thick and thin, friends. And a real partner will do that. Amen. Oh, don't just cause you don't get your way, Mom. That don't mean that Dad's not trying. And just because Mom don't see everything eye to eye, or Dad, you don't see everything eye to eye with Mom, that don't mean she's not trying. She's doing her best with what she has. Amen. She's putting it together, you know, trying to make things go. I'm talking about a mother. I'm talking about a Christian mother, friend, to raise up children, thank God, that will be an example in the world and want to follow after Mama. Amen. Whatever my mother is, I've heard a little child make this statement, I want to be just like my mommy. Just like her. Some years ago, I'm getting off just a little bit here, but some years ago, my boy, I was out cutting poles. I don't remember what I was cutting those poles for now. I was down on the farm in Ohio. Or no, I wasn't either. But anyway, we was cutting poles. And I remember he said, Daddy, can I help? I said, well, sure you can help. And I remembered, you know, him saying, I'll carry this end. And it was the little end of the pole. And I seen he was grunting, and he was just a little fella. I couldn't do it now. He's 245 pounds. But anyway, I seen he was having some problems. So I just kind of shoved the pole just a little more on my shoulder and kept bringing it up. And he said, me helping. I said, you are, son. You're doing a good job. And I looked back and his little feet was dingling. I was carrying him and the pole. Did you know sometimes, Mom, you have to carry the whole load? I say this kindly, ladies, but sometimes you have to carry the whole load. Dad gets too busy. He gets so busy, he forgets. Huh? And you've got to carry the whole load. You wait till your daddy gets in and I'll have him to punish you. No, Mom, don't wait till Dad gets in. Do it now. Hello? Amen. Do like Sister Long did. Bless her heart. C.F. Long, Dr. C.F. Long, his wife was a precious lady in a church in Kentucky some years ago. And I remember her as a real mother. I tell you, she was an example. She was an example and a pattern of a real Christian mother. Her children would get out of line, and she'd take them off into to the bedroom, and she'd say, "Children, mother's going to have to punish you because of your disobedience." She'd take them in there and she'd pray with them first. "Well, I really don't have time to pray with them." That's the problem. She took them in and she prayed with them. And of course, when she said amen, they knew what followed. And she spanked them. Now, she didn't beat them. She spanked them. There's a difference, friend. And I believe if we spare the rod, Mom, if we spare the rod, we're going to spoil the child. I don't care what Dr. Spock said or any other Spock. I believe we have a responsibility. And many times dads can't be there. And it's up to Mom to train that child properly in the way it should go. And the Bible says if we train up a child in the way it should go when it is old, it will not depart from that way. Amen? True. But then let's notice the purpose there in verse 13 and 16. Persistence. She does not give up easily. Amen. She works with her hands and she does not quit when things begin to get a little rough. Amen. I trust that each lady here today understands what I'm saying. When you're doing something for a child or for your family, Mom, it should be a joy. Amen? It should be a joy. What are you talking about, preacher? You mean when the women used to have to wash their clothes on one of those little boards you stick down in a wash tub, and that was a joy when you thought about that little snotty-nosed child running around and it was their dirty clothes you were doing? Yes, it was a joy. Hallelujah. My mother never complained. Not one time did I ever hear her complain about doing something for a family. But she'd always say, "Are you sure you're satisfied? Are you sure you're not any hunger? And everything is okay." And the kindness that would come from her lips then, friend, that we began to travel on the highway and we'd come to visit my precious mother and she'd say, "Son, do you have enough money to get back?" Well, I sure had enough money, I wouldn't have come. But she wanted to make sure. What was it? It was that something down inside of the mother that was caring, understanding, even though we didn't want them to know anything, they seemed could read the inside of us. That's a Christian mother. That's a mother with love in her heart. A mother that's pushed everything else aside. And her family and God comes first. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe it's so important that we maintain a consistent life to where our families and others will say, "Oh, let me just throw this in." Some time ago, I heard a statement made from a child. "I wish you were my mother. I wish you were my mother." Talking to another lady. Why did she say that? Because of the caressing and the kindness and telling them stories about Jesus and saying, "You know, He loves you, and I love you. I wish you was my mother." She didn't get that at home. Are you catching on, ladies? You'd be surprised what that little child, that little one down the road, that don't understand. Did you know the thing that lured me to the Lord was a saint of God, friend? That no, in my family, my mother didn't have time because of working so hard before she was saved. She didn't take it into consideration. For years, my mother didn't have time. She loaded hay on wagons and sleds and different things in the field and went out and pulled fodder. You don't know what fodder probably is, you know. You have to kind of get around the Amish a little bit and you'd understand what it is. But she didn't have time. But you know, son, I heard there's going to have a Sunday school in a little old schoolhouse back in the country. And I thought, well, what's this all about, you know? Well, I didn't have too good of clothes. My knees were out. And I maybe had a pair of old tennis shoes. And they were kind of messed up too. But they said, just come as you are. Just come as you are. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I went. You know what that lady did? When she said, now what is your name, honey? And she put her arm around me. I said, everybody calls me Junior. Okay, I'll call you Junior. Do you know Jesus? I said, I don't know who it is. Who is he? And I just talked to her. She talked to me. She said, he loves you. He gave himself for you. He died for you. And she loved me into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know she was a real mother. She had about 6 boys herself. They all went into business. They became businessmen. They became one man. One of the boys came a millionaire. What was it? It was because of his mother's love. Don't give up, son. I can't do it, Mom. I'm going to quit. No, don't give up. Keep on. I'll pray for you. And he became a millionaire. Amen. But I remember something. I wanted to give her honor. And I was in a revival. After the Lord had called me to preach. And I was in a revival in a little place called Fair Play Chapel. And Sister Great was there. God bless her memory. She's in heaven now. But I remember Sister Great, they let her in. And she was just a little frail lady. Just a little old tiny lady. And they let her in. And I seen the boys leading her in. And there's a great big lump come in my heart and in my throat. I said, there's the little lady that led me to Jesus. A precious little mother that didn't only love her own children, she loved others as well. Amen. When I got up to speak, I said, there's something I've got to say. I said, what you see tonight is the results of a precious mother. And I said, I'd like to honor Sister Great. Sister Great was hard of hearing. And I stepped off of the platform and I went back to her seat. And I said, I want you folks to know this Sunday school teacher led me to Jesus. By the results, that's a mother's love. Not only just caring for her own children, but she cared for others. Amen. I said to someone not long ago, I said, I'm out over the country doing my best to win people to God, teaching, trying to teach young boys and young girls about the Lord. I said, I hope someone loves mine enough to try to get him in and speak to him about the Christ. Amen. Mothers, you got a big responsibility. Amen. I know some of it sometimes looks like it's pretty rough. But hang by the stuff. Preparation, verse 14 and 15. She rises early to prepare. Now hang on. She doesn't lay in the bed to noon and expect her husband to bring her lunch to her. A woman like that deserves nothing more than just a dash of water on her face. Amen. Wake up, sleepyhead. Amen. Oh, my. And then we find the planning there. Plan for the future. Amen. Plan for the future. Amen. Hello. Some of you young mothers, oh, you've got a big job. You've got little ones in your arms, and you've got a big job. But you got a plan for the future. If Jesus tarries, you got a plan. There's plans to be made. Amen. Well, the hardest plan I ever seen my wife come up with when she was planning my daughter's wedding, I said, there's nobody good enough for her. Amen. She's the best girl in the world. Nobody's good enough for her. But my wife began to plan for this wedding, and I said, I'm not in it. I'm not with it. And she said, well, we got to do it. I said, go ahead. I'm just not in it. I wasn't willing. Why? I didn't want to give her up. I'd like for her to stay with me the rest of her life. Amen. But there was planning. And I watched my wife in preparation over and over, time and time again. And she'd say, Daddy, would you go and get this? And I'd say, well, I will. But I did it reluctantly. But after I did it, and after it's all over, I'm glad I did. Amen. But you see, she's given me 5 little grandchildren. And Papaw and Mamaw is trying to love them into the kingdom. We got a big responsibility, ladies. Hello? Amen. In planning. And the pity in verse 20 and 21. One writer said, a kiss from a mother's lips can heal the deepest hurt. Just the other day, and I'm not a mother, but just the other day, my granddaughter, the smallest one of my granddaughter, she came and she said, Bubba, I fell and I hurt my elbow. And I kissed her elbow through her shirt, and she said, it didn't get to the skin. So I pushed it up, and I said, is that better? She said, it's better now. You'd be surprised what a kiss from Mama can do. Amen. Oh, I've thought about it many times, and the sympathy, my, oh my, she helped the poor and the needy. We had a fellow, you know, in the community by the name of George Stratton. He was a black man, and he just kind of went from place to place because he knew he would get a handout. My father was a Southerner, and he believed in Southern hospitality. It didn't make any difference to him who it was. And my mother, she was a Southern lady. And she would prepare a meal. And about the time we'd get ready to eat, here'd come old George, dirty, raunchy. Woo-wee, he was dirty. And Mama, that's one thing Mother always made us clean up, you know, before we'd eat. Amen. And old George come in there and I don't know if you've taken a bath in a week or two. But you know, we just have to kind of keep our mouth shut because my dad said, don't you say a word. Old George would come in, you know, and he'd sit down. He'd begin to eat. And my mother, she was very finicky about her food. Hello, ladies. Amen. You're way off base. No, I'm talking about mothers, godly mothers, Christian mothers. Amen. She was very finicky. You didn't take your butter knife and reach over and get butter out of the butter after you got it one time because you didn't know where it went to, where it went on your tongue or on your bread. So she kept a knife in the butter. You raked it off on the edge of your plate and you put the butter knife back into the butter. But old George, he come, you know, and he took his fork after he ate, got him a big slab of butter. Of course, some of the family took their knife and cut off where he had gotten and kind of pushed it underneath a plate. But my sister came. She had to eat last. Oh, it's funny. She had to eat last. Brother Gibson. And of course, we boys, we loved to kid my sister. And she got to eating corn. She was taking that butter on that hot corn, big roasting ears, oh, about that long. And she was eating that thing. She was just rolling around. I said, is that good? She said, yes. I said, George took his fork and reached into the butter. She went, ah! That wasn't kind of us. But Mother said, you boys are dismissed immediately. And she settled the affair just a little later because we acted the way we did. Happened to be that George was already gone. If he had not have been, she would have got us one by one by the arm and she'd have wore out another one of those peach limbs. She was a Southern lady. Now, you may not be from the South, but I believe every Christian lady has a Southern hospitality and a Southern kindness. Amen. What are you saying that for, preacher? Have you ever been down south? Y'all come. Amen. Praise the Lord. And take them up on it because they really mean it. It's not like it is in southern Indiana. Some of them will say, come over and eat with us sometime. Well, I think I'll just go today. Amen. Are you ready, Sister Gibson? I'm going to go to your place today. Amen. Praise God. Well, let's go a little further, and I'm going to try to close here. Not only that, sympathy, but security. She has no fear. Why? She knows the keeper of her home. The preparation again, her help, her hard work, hard workers, she took care of them as well. She didn't let nothing go unseen. Not just 40 hours a week, but a mother worked from sunup to sundown. Amen. This used to tell a little story. A man works from sun to sun, but a lady's work is never done. Hello? I said, that is a bunch of hogwash. My wife broke both feet, her ankles. And she was in the nursing home, and I said, oh God, heal my wife. I can't do all this. Cooking for myself, cleaning and washing and keeping the floors, I can't do it. And the Lord honored my request and touched my wife and brought her home, and I've praised her ever since. Amen. You say, well, it's nothing to it. Try it sometime. Like one fellow said, nothing to it, ladies. Having children. Said, why, look, I've got five. I said, you didn't have them. Huh? Come on. But you need to take and help them take care of them. Huh? Amen. When you get ready to go to church on Sunday morning, don't just stand out there and blow the horn. What's the hold of her up? How come she's so late? Because you're not helping her. And she's got six little children to get ready. Hello? Well, I only got one. It still needs to be helped. Amen. If they're real small, they're wiggling down here. You hold this tail while this top gets put on. Amen. And then you hold the top while the bottom gets put on. Amen. You see, I've raised children. I know. They wiggle and squirm, and you can't keep them under control. But, oh, when we help each other, it makes a lot of difference. Amen. And mamas need help. Amen. Amen. What are you going to do when you get home, Brother Watts? How are you going to react to your wife? Ask her. Amen. Ask her when I'm not around. I'm not ashamed. I hope it's all good. I think most of it is. Amen. I try. Do you honor that one? Amen. When I married my wife, before she became a mother, I said, I'll honor, but I didn't say obey. Some people said, you honor and obey and so on. I said, no, I didn't say that. But I said, I'll honor. I'll honor her. Amen. And that's what it's going to take to have a Christian home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know if you're getting much out of this, but it's helping me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, how do you ladies fit in here on a 40-hour work day, week? Huh? Well, like my aunt used to say, I fixed it, now come and eat it. If you don't, I'm going to give it to the dogs. So, no, that's not the way. My father wasn't even a Christian when we were coming up as boys. My mother would prepare the table, and she would set the table, and she'd have, in the summertime, she'd have a big bowl of tomatoes cut up, and she'd have big roastineers, a big old crock with those roastineers just rolling over. and she'd have maybe cantaloupe, she'd have it cut, and she'd have green beans, and just maybe she would have a wild greens where she would go out in the field and pick wild greens, and she'd put all, and then we'd get ready to eat, and we'd, our mouth a slava just a running, you know. And Dad'd say, "Wait just a minute." I never heard my dad pray at the table. He wasn't a Christian. But he'd say, "Let's just bow our heads, just be quiet just a moment." And we were so hungry. But after a while, Dad said, "Okay, now you can eat." I don't know why Dad, of course he wasn't a Christian, but he wanted to honor God. He wanted to just give God the glory. But Mother, you know what my mother did? "Hang on, Mom." My mother said, "Would you want some of this? Would you want some of this?" And she started passing it around before she ever put a thing on her plate. She made sure that all her children, has everybody got some of everything? I can remember those times. Wow, they were good. And we just felt like getting up right then and putting our arms around my big mama and say, "Mom, I really love you." And after her family was all taken care of, she'd go and get the fresh water. We didn't have much else, but she'd get some fresh water, and she'd make sure every glass had water in it, and she'd set it before us. What a mother. What a mother. Your children are going to look back over the years and say, "What a mommy I had." Are they going to look back and say, "Yeah, what a mommy"? I have no regrets back, even though she wasn't the kind lady that she ought to have been before she was saved, but she was a good mother. Praise the Lord. Then the praise. I like this. The praise. Strength. What she did right. Not only that, but soundness. Her words were of wisdom. Amen. Sometimes we young people, we think, you know, "Oh my, I don't see any wrong with that." Mom say, "Be careful. Be careful." Amen. Soundness. Settled some things. And then again, let me mention the purity in verse 29 and 31. The virtue. Great need of today. And the victory. The joys of the victory. What we have, we owe to our mothers. I want to thank God for a good mother. Amen. She's in heaven today. But I can remember just prior to her going, I spoke to her about the Lord. And I said, "Mom, hang on a little longer." I said, "We'll make the rapture together." She smiled and she said, "Honey, I'll not be here at the rapture." But she promised to be at the gate waiting for me. Hallelujah. What a promise. Thank God she cared for me all through my coming up. And then to think she'll be waiting just at the gate. I'm looking forward to that. How about you? Moms, be faithful. Leave something behind for your children. A songwriter said, and I close, "When I leave for worlds unknown, what will I leave behind?" Are you leaving something behind that your family will say, "I had the greatest mother in the world"? You have a big responsibility, ladies, to fulfill this. It's going to take some constant digging and holding on. Bless His name. Would you stand with us, please?